Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, this is Disney Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary in Disney content.
Well, 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 look who's back. I'm back. It's me. The secret's out. Leo Camacho's back on Disney Movie News. Thank you guys for tuning in. Like I just said, I am Leo Camacho. I am one of your hosts this evening. And we are here on the Popcorn Talk Network, which you can subscribe to on YouTube or follow on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. To my left, I have two lovely ladies who were here last week without me. And I heard, they were spitting a little garbage talk
Disney.
About me. Okay, only one of them was. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Sarah Snitch. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Snitch or Instagram, Sarah Snitch, YouTube. I'm Sarah Snitch, or Thingamavlogs, our Disney collab channel. Thingamavlogs.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, and my name, I forgot what it was.
Yeah. No, I didn't even introduce my...
My name is Keaton Markey, and you guys can find me at Keaton Markey on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all those beautiful platforms.
All of them.
And today I'm playing the role of water.
She's water. I'm Dory, and she is Nemo / Marlin.
This was a... This doesn't have anything to do with the news. We just wanted to.
Yeah. We always dress in Disney appropriate. So we Disney bounded. That's right.
Do you like that, how I'm water?
Yeah, and you drink your water from
the
Fiji.
Ocean.
I'm the ocean.
You're the EAC.
She's the EAC.
I'm the EAC.
Well
yes.
done. Dude, that's pretty rad, dude.
Well
done. Hi to everyone in the chat. Quick shout outs because we like to do that. We've got Alexis Alejo in there. We've got Prince of SD. We've got Alyssa Wasom or Wasom? I can't.
Emily Saunders.
Emily Saunders. Madison W. in there.
Dale Wetland. Wetland.
What's up, Dale?
Our boy.
Our boy, yeah. He does a Disney podcast.
CeCe Rinaldi.
CeCe Rinaldi.
Woo! Diggy Dude.
Max Mora.
Dreamin'.
Max Mora and Isabella White.
Oh, thanks for joining us live, guys.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys hanging out. We got some Disney movie news for you guys. Still a bit of a lull, though, overall, in the Disney movie world. Good one, babe. Good one. You really went into deep
description. Well, it's like, I think there's not that many news items, but the items that we have are very deep, in-depth items.
They're juicy. Mm-hmm. They're juicy.
Juicy bits of meat.
So what do you say we dive in?
I want to dive in.
Let's dive
the
in.
The water.
Pop it up here. Let's see what we got. Number one, we got a new TV spot for the brand new Alice in Wonderland movie.
With the voice of Alan Rickman.
With the voice?
I thought that was Alan Rickman.
Harry, can you guys do it, Alan Rickman?
Harry Potter.
The mysterious ticking noise.
I don't know why I'm doing my
Severus. Dumbledore!
Oh my god.
Whoa!
Oh
the
my
heavens
god.
Have
Sorry,
spoken.
I had to do it. No. I love the Harry Potter puppet
You never apologize for doing an Alan Rickman impression, okay?
Hermione.
Welcome to Harry Potter movie news, where we discuss the latest in Harry Potter fandom.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. As we've discussed before, Harry Potter is just like such a parallel to Disney. But we got a new trailer for Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
is it
trailer.
The Looking Glass? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, can we play it?
Can we play the trailer? Can
is
we watch it?
Let me see. As long as you guys talk about it, I think we can figure it out.
I did. I liked it.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It's cool. I like the tempo that they
have
going.
Well,
it's like,
literally, they did it.
Pumped. It's like,
it's a clock.
It's a clock.
Like a second hand.
That's how they do it.
Time.
Yeah, it's because they're really stressing that this is about time. They literally fight. What is it? Father time. Mm-hmm. He's not.
Sacha Baron Cohen. Borat.
Yeah, Sacha Baron. But I like you. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
This is the tone.
Which cannot be neglected. Hurry.
Hello, Alice.
Hello.
Young lady. This cannot be good.
I want up!
First thing I want to say here, I love Sacha Baron Cohen.
He's great. Do you
He's
know what
great.
That reminds me of, though? The mad tea party that you guys brought me to.
Yeah, mad tea.
That's what that reminds me of.
It's very mad tea inspired. Yeah, the colors and everything like that. People are kind of they're kind of flippy floppy on this. They're not sure if it's going to be good. I feel like there's a diehard crew out there of fans that... They're just like, whatever, we want this, you know. But some people are like, I don't know. Did a second one have to be – I don't –
People
you know.
Will see it. I heard that the director is like – the new director is – well, Tim Burton before. But like it's – it people expect it to be like – funnier and better paced than the first one.
Well, it better be. The first one was kind of...
First one was so weird.
It was very weird. It didn't even really make sense.
It's Alice
either.
In Wonderland, guys. Yeah, well, no, it's a weird.
No, but the thing is, which is saying a lot. If it's weird and it's Alice in Wonderland, it just didn't make
already.
Sense. She's like growing up, going back, because that's how they treat her. But then she goes through the same things she did the first time. But then she, you know, it was kind of weird. So we'll see what they do with this one. Maybe take it on an original path. I don't know. It looks cool. I'm the queen, though. She really bothers me.
You don't
me.
Like her?
I don't like the giant head thing.
Yeah.
I think it's super weird.
I mean, they can't really change it now. Like, the aesthetic's already
You know what? It's Wonderland. They can do whatever they want. She can get pop. Like, they can pop it with a needle. Go back to normal. But
is Father Time or whoever his character's name is he ever
books?
In any book, or did they just make it up?
I think it'd be smart for them to make it up because like it's always about games and things like that, and time is just one of those iconic ideas. You know,
reminds me of Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah.
Just always a game.
What if Doctor Who was the villain?
If anybody from Doctor Who was there, I would be like, oh, my God.
And then she was just like, Doctor, how do I get back through the looking glass? And he was like, wow.
And it's like, get in the TARDIS!
Get in the TARDIS and it's all solved. I have a friend who he edits movie trailers, and he actually did the latest Ninja Turtle trailer, which is pretty rad.
Yeah, and,
Nothing. and it's crazy when you really think about somebody sat there and they're like, you know what would be cool? Because they take it to a bunch of editors and they say, here's some clips, make the best trailer you can. Someone was like, wouldn't it be cool if the trailer itself was on the beat of a clock? And someone found those clips and arranged them in such a way that made that trailer. It was a pretty cool trailer. I don't know. I have a deeper appreciation when you know that there's just like one person who had a really cool idea and that was the product of it. I don't know.
See, someone said the Mad Hatter mentions time or Father Time at the Mad Tea Party in the first book.
Well, he does put mustard on a clock, mm-hmm. You know, so that's really important.
No, he doesn't put mustard on a clock. Mustard would be too silly.
Oh, mustard. Clearly.
How silly.
He puts a lot of things on a clock, but yeah. Not mustard.
Yeah, they have a thing with, they like break clocks with hammers and things like that. So
it reminds me of In Hook.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
In that scene.
Jack, do you hear that, Jack?
You know, okay, Dustin.
Dustin Hoffman. You must be joking.
Dustin Hoffman, where's he been, man?
Dude.
What's he doing?
Hook. That's all he needed, so ever.
What if they did another? I mean, they can't do one because...
You can't redo Hook.
You can't.
Hook
no,
is a
I
timeless
know.
Classic right there.
Was Hook
watch
Disney?
It.
No.
No. Peter Pan isn't Disney. It's just one of those stories, you know?
Well, Disney adapted the story.
Right.
Yeah. J.M. Barrie.
I want to watch Hook now. No. Yeah. We should watch it. We should do a viewing of Hook.
That'd be great.
That'd be
I
fun.
Love Hook.
Yeah. Alice in Wonderland
It
news.
Makes me cry now every time I see it because of Robin Williams, but I digress.
Too soon, man.
I'm sorry.
I want to know in the chat, are you guys excited about the new Alice in Wonderland movie? Did you like the old movie? Just give me your thoughts here. I feel like this is a very – everyone loves Alice in Wonderland, which, by the way, it's Alice in Wonderland week on Thingamavlogs.
Oh, yeah,
if you
is.
Guys want to go to our YouTube channel and
oh.
watch that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. My video went up today. It's trivia. It's Alice in Wonderland trivia. So go on there and see if I can stump you. But I want to know in the chat. Be vocal. Stop talking about Rufio. We already know he's awesome.
Rufio!
Anyway, moving on. Next piece of movie news is actually a threefold.
No.
Wait, what are we doing? Oh, we're waiting on that. The next is onefold. And it goes to our theme of what we're dressed as, Finding Dory. Michael Sheen just announced as a new voice actor in the film.
But who is he?
That's exactly the question. Wait on that.
Do you think he's going to be the villain and that's why they're not announcing it?
Probably. Probably.
But there is
Spoiler
no
alert.
Villain in Finding Nemo.
The ocean is a villain? Well,
yeah.
No,
Darla?
No,
Darla, but like, so many things happen to Marlin and Dory, and none of them are like a villain, you know?
The jellies.
Well, the world.
But like, that's one of many.
The sharks?
No, the sharks
are not villains.
Are
no.
Nice, yeah.
No, the
Brucey!
Anglerfish tries to eat them. That's a villain.
That's
right?
Creepy, mm-hmm. But he's just in one scene. It doesn't.
I'm just saying. Do you think there'll be a more traditional villain in this movie?
I don't think.
What
there
would
is.
He be like a?
I feel like there could be someone because we know that Dory goes to this Marine Institute.
Oh, maybe it's
do you
a
think
scientist
that, like
or, something?
Or someone who's like secretly not helping the fish or keeping the fish longer than necessary, like not letting them go back into the
Possibly.
Wild, something
I'm
like
gonna,
that.
I'm going to keep the pH balance of their tanks off.
Yeah, something like that.
I love the picture that of Michael Sheen that you have is the one of him from Masters of Sex.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, that's like his most. I mean, that's the
that's
thing that
role.
I would know him from.
Oh my God. Twilight? Come on.
Yeah, he's the villain in Twilight. He's also, he's one of the main,
he's super creepy in Twilight.
That's what I know him for.
Oh, he's that Italian vampire?
Yeah. He's in a few things. I see him all over the place.
Do you know where I saw him?
He's also in...
Is he in Doctor Who?
No, he's in...
I'm sure he's in some episode.
Oh my gosh, what's that series with the vampire versus the werewolves?
I saw him at a diner with Sarah
Silverman. Kate Beckinsale.
Underworld.
Yeah, he's in the Underworld series. Yeah, he's Lucian, the werewolf.
He was also in Alice in Wonderland, the first one.
Oh, really? Who was he in that?
Yeah, I'm finding out.
We're going to connect
movie. White Rabbit voice.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's the White Rabbit.
I know him from something and I can't figure it out. It's not Twilight, though. I'm trying to figure it out. Doctor Who.
Yeah, he's in Doctor Who.
He has to be in Doctor Who.
Yeah, he's definitely. If he's British, he's in Doctor Who, clearly.
Yeah, also in Tron.
Yeah.
Oh, 30
Rock.
Yes,
oh, I know him from 30 Rock. He's Wesley in 30 Rock.
There you go. That Wesley.
He does big things. He's a cool dude.
He might
be dating Sarah Silverman.
Oh, he is?
Yes. I saw them at the diner, and then I saw them at the SAG Awards sitting
dating
together.
Sarah Silverman. Were you at the SAG Awards?
I was at the SAG Awards.
She looked beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
That's what I was trying to do.
Leo obviously doesn't follow
I was trying to segue. And instead of that, you just shunned me. You should have been like, yes, it was a wonderful time. I had a lovely, here's the thing. And
I did.
What
else do you want to know about it?
Kicked me in the face.
What else do you want to know about the SAG Awards? It was really, really cool. I saw a lot of celebrities. I saw my future husband win a SAG Award. Oh. So now Leo and I can tell our kids. Like, it was really cute because I was backstage and you were on stage. And it was really adorable.
Leo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
All the Leos in your life. Get them all mixed up.
That's why my first son's name's going to be Leo DiCaprio II.
She was just talking before before we went live
I've always had Leo on my list of baby names.
But now she's confused because she's like, well, now I know a Leo. And it's my train of thought that everyone knows one Leo or a bunch of Leos. You never know, like, three Leos.
But yeah, everybody at the SAG Awards I talked to or met was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Who did I? Kate Winslet.
Any Disney celebs?
Goodness, no. Game of Thrones people. Yeah, mm-hmm. Martin Sheen. I was right next to Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen was there. I don't think I took a picture.
You ran into your old high school buddy.
Who?
From Scream Queens.
No, I didn't run into him. I ran into her name from SNL? Why am I forgetting her name? She who was in Scream Queens. What is her name? Nassim Pedrad. Ran into her, took a picture with her, chatted with her for a bit. She's awesome. I ran into Nikolai, the guy who plays
Tesla.
Jamie in...
I'm way off.
No, Nikolai, he plays Jamie in Game of Thrones. He was
really cool. Yeah.
Took a picture with him.
Is he a really cute couple.
Yeah, I'll show you the picture.
Dang.
But no, I ran into Steve Carell and his wife, and they come into my restaurant, and she always leaves me the best tips. So I thanked her in person because she always leaves before I can thank her for the tip. And so I got to thank her, and she remembered
that's
me.
Really
and it
cool.
was really cool
that's
to
really,
do that. She was
really
so sweet.
Cool.
She was like, Steve, this is our waitress. And I was like, yes.
Remember? And he's like, oh my God, yeah, I get the special.
I'm going to go.
I get the special.
That's really awesome. I think that's so cool. Can you imagine, like, being them, be like, oh my God, you're literally my waitress, and now you're
and
here
now
with
I'm literally on the red carpet.
That's
with
so
you.
Rad.
But yeah, no, it's cool. You can see all the pictures from the event if you follow me on social media.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Moving forward in movie news, we've got a three-part bit of movie news. We've got two new clips released from Zootopia, which we can check out here.
Can we show
them? And one new trailer. But yeah, let's watch the first clip because they're really good.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. Here we go.
I've got three items on the docket. First... We need to acknowledge the elephant in the room.
I need to be the next James Bond.
Francine.
Oh.
Literally an elephant. Well done.
Oh.
Number two. There are some new recruits with us I should introduce, but I'm not going to because I don't care. Finally, we have 14 missing mammal cases. All predators from a giant polar bear to a teensy little otter. And City Hall is right up my tail to find them. This is priority number one.
Mm.
Ah,
very good.
Let's discuss before the next clip.
So, Idris or Idris?
Idris.
That's
Idris
what I
Elba.
Say too.
Idris
he won
Elba.
Two SAG Awards.
Did he really?
He did.
Well, he's really killing it lately.
Supporting actor and best actor.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's
I like him. He was
Bond.
Great. Pacific Rim.
James Bond.
Great role.
I like this clip.
I like it
too. I think
too.
What's interesting is that it really illustrates how unusual it is for Judy to be a cop. Everyone else in the room is a huge...
And how excited she is to be a cop.
Yeah. But, like, you can tell the odds are against her because it's,
I don't care.
Yeah, well, it's like they don't care that she's new. No one's being, like, super helpful.
Right.
And everyone else is a lot bigger than her. She's the teeniest, tiniest one.
It's true. I think it's really – I like the animal pun. Here's the thing. So he says, you know, we've got missing mammals case and they're all predators. Are they predators in Zootopia? Like, do animals eat animals? That's what I want to know.
No.
No? So you can't eat, like, I'm going to go get chicken nuggets
because
it's chicken.
Nick would eat Judy.
That's what I'm saying. So there's no, so are they all vegetarians?
I don't know. We'll find out.
That's a really interesting premise. I'm really curious.
The
only
food
because
thing. The food
only
because
they
big.
Propose society. Or are there? Is it like there are wild animals that are not people animals, like Pluto and Goofy? You know what I mean? Like some are people, some are
you
animals.
You know, I was very excited about Zootopia, and now I'm morally like disturbed.
You
want to
go
it.
Deep? We'll go deep, man.
Now I'm very morally disturbed by the entire concept.
I'm not even
of Zootopia.
Sorry about it.
Who
make
are they? Are they
going to
eat
this.
Each other? Like
maybe.
Do they eat humans?
Or maybe there are wild humans, just like little naked people running around.
It's
in the
like
bushes.
In, or like in the Good Dinosaur. It's like the humans are the crazy scary things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very likely. So cool clip. Seeing that she's a cop, see what she's got the odds stacked against her, and it's a number one priority, which she will obviously embark upon that journey. But
she
we got another clip. Next clip, play it.
Well, now wait a minute. Polar bear fur, Rat Pack music. Fancy cop. I know whose car this is. We gotta go.
Why? Whose car is it?
The most feared crime boss in Tundra Town. They call him Mr. Big, and he does not like me, so we gotta go.
I'm not leaving. This is a crime scene.
Well, it's gonna be an even bigger crime scene if Mr. Big finds me here, so we're leaving right now. Oh, God. Raymond! And is that Kevin? Long time no see. And speaking of no see, how about you forget you saw me? Huh? For old time's sake?
That's a no.
God, I love this.
Oh, he's an iPhone. What did you do that made Mr. Big so mad at you?
I may have sold him a very expensive wool rug that was made from the fur of a skunk. But.
Oh, sweet cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers. I want to start saying this. Sweet cheese and crackers.
Oh,
I love that.
Gosh.
First of all, I love the polar bears being like these big Russian mob guys. Like, I love it. I don't know. I just like the mob thing. Like, even in the animal world, there's like a mob scene. And that Nick is caught up in it. It shows just kind of he's involved with the criminal element, that he's a con man. And that Judy's like, she doesn't even have a clue of what she's wrapping herself up into. So I don't know. I think it's funny. I think it's a funny movie.
I'm so excited.
I'm so pumped.
These guys
for this
are adorbs.
Yeah.
They're so adorbs.
What I want to know is, how does Nick drive a car? Like, he was the size of the back seat. How does he reach the gas pedal and look over the dashboard?
Different size cars.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because you can see in the trailer that we'll watch in a second, Judy Hopps's cop car is Judy-sized.
Well, it's a little go-kart, though.
Yeah, but do you think that the Buffalo fit in that one? They have
you
their own.
What? Anything is possible with imagination.
Which is interesting because they probably had to, like, make her own since she's the smallest cop ever.
Oh, that's probably why they just gave her that little car. It was like, yeah. It was just for the meter maids, which are never big tigers. Yeah, it's true. Anyway, so that's
sweet
cool. That's the second movie clip. Yeah, Sweet Cheese and Crackers is the second clip. But now they've actually also cut together a brand new trailer, which, keep in mind what I said earlier, somebody made this. This is somebody's idea. And here is the latest Zootopia trailer.
All right, Zootropolis Express.
Fireball.
Oh, yeah, little car.
One jumbo pop for my little boy.
$15.
Oh, no. I don't have my wallet. Please don't be mad at me. Here you go. Two paws. Yeah. Hustle, bud. Time is money. Get your popsicle.
Fireball.
Way to work that hustle. Did you just boot my stroller?
Nicholas Wilde, you are under arrest. Unless you can help me solve a case. It's called a hustle, sweetheart. Every minute counts.
Oh,
let's go.
Okay, you're the boss.
Judy Carr.
All right, are you kidding me?
I was hoping you could run a plate.
I know a guy. You need something done, he's on it.
Wait. There they're all slots? We're looking for a missing mammal.
Right this way.
No! You are naked.
Huh? Oh, for sure. We're a naturalist club.
All the way down.
Oh. Does this make you uncomfortable?
I thought this was just a missing mammal case, but it's way bigger.
What's the plan?
Well, this should be good.
I won't do it.
Whatever you do, do not let go.
I'm gonna let go.
What?
We need to get past these guards.
Quit it. You're gonna start a howl.
Come on.
We're dead.
Can you swim?
Yes, I can swim. Why?
Are these guys?
Oh, that's the most feared crime boss of town, Mr. Big.
That's the name of the city.
Huh. You come here unannounced on the day my daughter is to be married. Awesome.
No, no, no.
Oh, Daddy!
What did we say?
No, I sing anyone at my wedding.
I have to, baby. Daddy has to. Daddy has to.
Yeah, they changed the name for international.
Yeah, oh, so it's international.
It's Zootropolis in New Zealand.
Yeah, because that's the
Zootropolis.
Name of the city. Zootropolis. Yep. So it's international trailer. That's very cool. I like that you see a little bit more like the naturalists. Club and that and, you know, the breaking into the facility, so you know it's going to get crazy. I think they're overselling the DMV thing now, though.
Well, I think it's probably like the best joke.
It is, but that's the problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It might not be the best joke. We'll see.
Not anymore.
I have high hopes.
I do. Oh, no.
What's
Trust
so
me.
Cool and crazy about this movie is that there's like so many types of animals and so many jokes to pull.
Right.
Like the howl. It's like they could have had any animal be the guards and, like, had any amount of amazing jokes.
Right.
It's like there's
right.
endless, subtle jokes that can be made constantly throughout the movie.
Yeah.
And that's so cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm really – like the elephant in the room and things like that. I'm really looking – polar bears putting you on ice. Come on.
What I really love about, like – like I feel like they've released so much with this movie.
And how
clips
much,
and,
how much,
and how much I still don't know about it. Like, I still have no idea really what the
so
full
excited.
Story
yeah,
is.
Yeah, because I love that they keep saying, like, it's more than a missing mammal case. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what
it's rabies.
Is the crime?
They have rabies.
Maybe.
Maybe it's rabies. Okay. I don't know. I'm super stoked. Chat room, what do you think? Are you guys excited about Zootropolis?
They're all really excited about it.
Are you guys excited? But I can't do. I can only Australian.
When,
not,
does, it, when does it come out again?
What's
March 4th, I think.
Oh, my gosh. It's so
soon. That's why we're getting so much. because it's coming out so soon, which is really exciting. Our friend Dale in the comments mentioned that if Zootopia is good, this could be like – the new Disney Renaissance.
Yeah, well, look it. They're on a roll. They've got Frozen, Big Hero 6. And,
well, even before Frozen, Tangled.
Tangled, right.
Big Hero 6, Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, all of them good
I
movies.
I love Wreck-It Ralph.
What was the last one even? I forget.
The new Disney... It's the
what they call it, though, is the post-revival.
Post-revival, CGI revival.
But, like, in terms of, like... It's
Disney
not
right.
post-revival. It's revival.
One day they'll write about it in history books.
No, they've already started calling it that.
Oh, they've already started writing
it
in
Disney
history
revival.
Books.
Revival, 2010 to present, Princess and the Frog, Tangled, Winnie the Pooh, Wreck-It Ralph, Frozen, Big Hero 6.
Right, they include Princess and the Frog and Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, because it was in that era.
Yeah, but...
I don't know about Winnie the Pooh.
I'm sorry, people don't really like Tarzan as much as the other ones, but it's still in the Disney Renaissance.
Tarzan is phenomenal. Phil
I
Collins?
Love Tarzan.
But like compared to Beauty and the Beast,
it's, a movie.
It's like not people's favorite.
That's our movie.
I love Tarzan 2.
I saw it seven times.
Tarzan 2 is not good.
I was like, what? There's a Tarzan.
There is.
I
think there is.
Actually, Tarzan 2.
I don't know about you.
It's actually on crocodiles.
It's more like a Tarzan 1.5 because it goes prior.
Yeah,
it goes
right.
A
oh, so,
like,
so you're already Christmas. Beating me out because I've never seen it.
Uh-huh. You've probably never seen Winnie the Pooh either.
No.
I haven't either, so we can't
Bear,
judge it.
Winnie the
I heard it was good.
Moving on. Next little snippet of Disney movie news. Snow White and the... Siete Enanitos just came out on DVD Blu-ray.
Did you listen to when we tried to speak Spanish last
week? Oh my
week?
God, yeah, we did.
I did.
We sang, no, when you weren't
oh,
here.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, when
I
you weren't
paint
here.
I did Paint the
Night. Oh, did you steal my line?
Cuando los podemos hacer otra vez.
Oh, pretty good, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's not
yeah.
the real lyrics, but I always try to translate it directly. Like, cuando los podemos hacer otra vez.
porque el noche es joven.
Which doesn't translate. It's like literally saying the night is a young person.
We did it.
Yes, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Los Siete Enanitos. Enanitos just came out on DVD and Blu-ray. Or just Blu-ray, not DVD. No, DVD and Blu-ray. And digital DVD. I can't even say it.
This is the launch of the Signature Collection.
Signature, which means...
It's just a new category of Blu-rays that Disney wants us to buy.
Is that what
it is? The Signature Collection.
So is it going to stay out of the vault?
I don't know. Not for long.
Not for long, probably.
I wonder when they're going to put it on Netflix.
They're putting a lot of hype on this one, though. There's a lot of hype on Snow White.
It's cool to start the Signature Collection with Snow White.
And some original artwork on the box, which is pretty neat.
Did you already mention the special deal?
No, I haven't. For those of you who are looking forward to purchasing Snow White and the Seven Dwarves on Blu-ray, DVD, or digital HD, you will be privy to these special bonus features in which there is an iconography piece about Disney bounding in which yours truly is featured. So.
Who do you play?
Snow White. I Disney bound as Snow White.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a piece about, it's like a piece. It's like a little piece with Leslie Kay and about the, you know, the evolution of Disney bounding and how it came to be and stuff like that. And then all of us, there's, I think six or seven of us. It's just like really cool slow-mo squad shots of us walking in slow motion through Disneyland. And yeah, it's really cool. If you guys go to my Facebook page, I've posted it up there.
Hashtag squad goals.
Mm-hmm. But squad goals, seven squads.
Seven squads.
It's cool. Like, I'm officially in a Disney movie. Like, I'm featured.
You got a Disney DVD.
I'm in a Disney movie because that movie's on the same DVD that I'm on. Officially.
On a Disney DVD in the special features.
So I'm in the movie.
I'm just saying, don't give up on your dream to really be in a Disney movie. Keep trying.
I promise I will pursue that dream. But it is nice to know that now I'm officially part of embedded in Disney.
Did you get a free one?
No, I actually did not.
That's bogus.
We're supposed to, but I haven't yet. So it just came out. It just came out like a couple days
ago. I'm just saying, if you don't get a free one and they featured you in one of the special feature videos, aka in the movie, you better get a free DVD.
Quit hating because you're not relating. Okay, that's all.
Dude, I think it's awesome. I did not realize that. I thought it was a YouTube. I did not realize that was
it's actually on the DVD. So if you guys see it, screen cap it, tweet it at me. I want to know that you saw it because that's cool.
It's amazing. It's the second time Disney bounding has been featured on a Disney DVD. Mm-hmm. The first one was for the re-release of Sleeping Beauty. Leslie did like Sleeping Beauty inspired Disney bounds on the special features for that. And then this is the second time.
Yeah, pretty neat. Neato completo burrito.
Should we talk about Snow White a little bit? I could do a little history lesson.
Yeah, why not? Didn't you do a Down to Disney?
I do a series on my channel called Down to Disney, where I pick a different Disney animated movie every month and I like talk about its history and like its impact on animation as a whole. And Snow White was my first one that I did. And Snow White's, like, amazing. It's like such an amazing thing. It makes me so emotional to think about because it's so hard to imagine a time before there were full-length animated movies. Mm-hmm. And Snow White was the first one. I know that we've gotten hassled because there were other, like...
They're shorter ones, but, like...
Yeah, but, like, it was, like, the first, like, really big theatrical, like... People were excited about it. It got good reviews, full-length animated movie. And it's crazy that Disney did that. It's crazy that they didn't win an Academy Award. But to be fair, there was no category for Best Animated Feature because there were no animated features. But
crazy. I think that was the first one.
Yeah, yeah. It won an honorary Academy Award. They made the special one that had the big Oscar and then the seven little Oscars. So cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we find that picture and pull that up?
Yeah.
I'm sure if you Google it.
It's very easy
to
find. Just like type in Snow White special Oscar. And Shirley Temple like awarded it to Walt Disney, which is super cute.
Oh, yeah.
The voice actress for Snow White was very young, 18-year-old Adriana Caselotti. Yeah.
Yep. Oh wow, look, there it is.
They're probably gonna put it on the screen in a second.
Probably.
Adriana Caselotti, the
screen cap.
The timing, voice acting was so new when Snow White came out that they had no protocol for how to treat voice actors. And so after Adriana Caselotti voiced Snow White, they like made her sign a contract saying that she would never voice any other character ever again because they wanted to like protect Snow White's like identity and her voice. And so she got paid like $900 and like could never voice another character again, although she had an uncredited role in Wizard of Oz.
Who was she?
It's like in that scene where there's a voice off camera that says something, and that's her. She was not bitter about it her whole life. She was like so thankful to be a part of Disney history in this way. Which is great.
I would be proud of that too.
Yeah.
Like I'm proud of being on the Snow White DVD.
You should be proud of being on the Snow White DVD, Leo. It's very impressive.
Thank you.
You're a part of Disney history.
My name shows up on screen and everything.
I'm trying to think of any other fun facts. I don't know. It's just like really crazy. It's crazy. Like, it's funny. The thing about Disney princes for a long time is the reason that they didn't play a big role is because they couldn't figure out how to realistically animate men. They, like, said that. That's why, the prince, like, does nothing.
All they got to do is, like, not shave.
They, like, really couldn't get a hang of it until Prince Philip. You know? Yeah. Cinderella's prince, nothing. Snow White's prince, nothing.
He's a stud, though, Prince Philip.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Whoa, hey. Hey, I'm right here. Relax, okay?
Whoa.
Don't make me talk about Maid Marian, okay?
Maid Marian.
Yeah, Snow White's crazy. Yeah, right.
Don't die.
I was going to say, they couldn't figure out how to animate men, but they could figure out how to animate a bunch of foxes and animals for Robin Hood.
That's probably why they did it.
Well, Robin Hood was like a good 40 years later, almost.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, over there. Your eyes are watering.
I stopped breathing for a second, and it was scary.
Does Aladdin count as a prince? Someone in the chat just said.
Prince Ali.
Yeah, but is he like considered
he's a prince?
A
he's in the Disney prince lineup.
Okay.
He married a princess, so he's a prince now.
He's prince by marriage.
Oh, that's a fun question.
Yeah, someone just asked in the chat.
Leo, if you could voice, if you could voice a character in any Disney movie, what would it be and why? Oh, man. That's tough.
An existing character.
An existing character. Like if I could go back and redo those lines. Dang, that's a really good question. Because, like, you know, like, your natural inclination is to be like, oh, I would do Aladdin, because that would just, you know. But then I think it would be more fun to do a villain and just, like, you know, have that range of being very deep and very, you know, Disney villains always have, like, a cool thing to their voice.
Sarah, who would you be?
I'd want to be, like, a character that had a lot of catchphrases.
Yeah.
Like Sebastian or, I was, that'd be good. I initially really thought of Baymax.
Oh, that'd be cool. I met that guy. He's really cool. He talks like that in real life.
Yeah, I know. I love him. He's also from 30 Rock.
You and 30 Rock.
I love 30
Rock.
Oh,
man. How about you? Who would you voice? Would you be a princess?
I think I would be, just because I identify with her a lot, I would be Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Because she's the one that looks most like me, I think. I also love Dory, and I have all of her lines memorized already.
Escape.
You know what would be fun? Genie.
Sound a lot like Escape.
Yeah. Genie would be fun, dude. Oh, my God. I'm going to go with Genie.
Anna. Anna would be fun.
Yeah. I kind of want to go Darkwing because I like the catchphrases that he does. I am the terror that flaps in the night.
He's really good at that list.
He's really good at it. I was like, I would want to voice Sven.
I was going to say Abu.
It's a trick question because it's really just
the magic carpet.
Yes, Flynn Rider.
Oh, I do a good LeFou, yeah. I would do LeFou.
You're the best Gaston.
You're the best Gaston. Gaston.
Gaston.
Gaston.
God, the way your jaw moves when you do that laugh.
It scares me.
I've got a crazy jaw, Gaston. Can you punch it?
Oh, my Lord, this is terrifying.
Gaston would be so fun.
I know.
Crazy old Maurice.
Belle, clearly you should swipe right on me, Belle.
Oh my God.
This is beautiful.
Man.
Who's your best Disney impression?
Ugh, God, you tell me. You've heard them all.
Your carpet is pretty good.
I don't think I do any good ones. Do
Come
I?
On. Yeah. Guff.
Yes, guff.
That is the eternal joke at our household. What did you say?
Didn't really.
A happy birthday.
God, we're all just laughing.
Oh my God. Oh, guff.
Hi, Keaton. You're not exempt.
Oh my gosh. I can speak whale.
Oh, do it.
You want me to speak whale?
Yeah,
do
it. I want
to
hear
don't get
Dory.
Too close to the mic.
You got
to
give us some room.
What does she say when she's a whale?
And you guys were criticizing my job.
I can do really good like singing impressions.
Oh really?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna
so,
do it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a legit thing.
People I can do better singing impressions than I can do vocal all right. impressions.
Okay, so. I want a YouTube video next week, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I can do a really good Cher.
Oh my God. Really? We can get a taste of that. Do you believe in life after love?
Do you believe in love?
That's a bit Shakira.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Oh, that we was one thing. Shakira.
Oh, my God. Shakira. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I just want to say, it's worth noting that her song was showcased.
We listened
showcased.
To it last week.
Well, then I'm out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I saw that was interesting that's slightly Disney movie news?
Yeah.
So far in 2016, one of the top boy baby names is Arlo.
What? Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That's why I sent that article.
I thought it'd be Riley.
Someone said, Leo, can you do Kronk? I don't know if I can really do Kronk. I can't really do that now. It's because the problem is I go to Archer like,
Squeaker, squeak, squeak.
Glenn, just make sure that the next time I speak, I'm doing a Kronk impression instead of an Archer. Tiggers like to bump.
I can do Princess Peach.
Oh.
Peach has got it.
That's pretty good.
Oh, and I can do Toad when he goes, he's like, wow!
Like, he spins out.
Wow. You can't do any of these. I'm so bad at impressions.
I have a voice impression video up, but I've been meaning to do a lot more because I left out, like, Jack Sparrow, which is, like, the one I'm all my
really
good yeah.
at that. I can do Schmeagol.
Do it. Schmeagol?
Oh God, Schmeagol?
You added the extra.
Yeah,
okay,
you do it first.
Let me hear Schmeagol off. Schmeagol off.
Do it, Schmeagol off.
I'm trying to think of a line.
Filthy
hobbits. Oh my God, I can't do it. This is too good.
Fat hobbits. Now your turn.
I can't anymore.
Please, just try.
The people in the chat are like, do this.
I like when he goes, take it off us.
Taters? What's taters, precious?
We like them raw.
The words. All right, we're going to take requests.
We're going to get yelled at.
That's okay.
Producer.
We only have a few more minutes.
Yeah. I got one more piece of Disney movie news. Oh, Jack Sparrow. I'm like too laughy now.
We should do this at the end of every week.
Oh my God, someone said I can do the teacup mouse. I can.
Oh, you can?
Twinkle, twinkle, little bat. How I wonder where you're at.
That's pretty good.
I want to be like, are you okay?
Do Jack Sparrow.
Are you okay?
Someone said do Jack Sparrow, so let's see if I can do it right now. A dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly. It's the honest ones you've got to watch out for, love. Yeah. Savvy. So another piece of Disney movie news. So the reason I wasn't here last week is I was participating in something Disney related.
Marvel as an angsty teenager.
I was an angsty Bucky, college / high school age. They're actually college age. Marvel's releasing a new game called Avengers Academy on mobile, and I was the model for the Winter Soldier at the release press event. So I was on stage showing off his new outfit, his new college level 1 outfit, because they level up as you progress through the game. And yeah, I was Bucky with a bunch of other superhero cosplayers, celebrity cosplayers, quote unquote. That's what they called us. And it was really awesome. We ran around and we talked to press and yeah, it was cool to be part of that and be considered.
Did you
someone.
Guys do a fashion show?
We did a fashion show.
Yes!
We did a homecoming.
Can I see your walk?
No, we didn't really do a walk. We just kind of went on stage and showed them off, and then we talked about it. And so everybody's introducing themselves, like, "Yeah, my name's Luke, and I'm Captain America." And they're like, "Yeah."
Oh my God, you're telling this story.
Yeah, and then someone was, you know, it's like, "I'm Nicole, and I'm Red Skull." Oh, very cool, very cool. And they get to me, and I'm like, "Hey, my name's Leo, and I'm Bucky."
Sorry,
but I just decided to hold it out for no reason. Everybody was just like cracking up. That's my legacy. But yeah, that was really cool. And you can go onto my Instagram and you can see some pictures of that outfit. I'll be releasing more soon. But I
did
just
you make the whole outfit yourself?
I mean, I didn't like not all of it by myself, but yes, it was created. Like I was, we had to make it.
Oh,
so
cool.
they contracted the cosplayers to make it, but like it was just too much to do in 3 weeks. So I had someone help me with like the arm, like because it's made of EVA foam, and then. Like I had a vinyl star sewed on, but I don't know how to do that. So I had a friend do it for me. It was really great. Go on my Instagram. All the information's there. It's really fun. But that's kind of it for Disney movie news.
Did you meet Stan Lee?
No, he wasn't there. I did meet the director of Marvel though. He was like hosting the event, so that was really cool.
The one who donated $1 million to Donald Trump's campaign?
Oh, that guy? I don't know if it was the same guy.
He's a CEO.
I'm gonna
cool
pretend
dude.
It
cool
was
dude.
No, not the CEO. He's just the director.
Yeah, did you hear that? Disney movie news?
Sarah.
Sorry.
We don't like to talk politics.
Let's wrap this bad boy up. Thank you guys so, so much for not getting involved in our politics and for also tuning into Disney movie news. We really, really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the news and our fun facts and our terrible impressions. If you'd like to follow me on social media, I would greatly appreciate it. I am at Mr. Leo Zombie on everything, except for Twitter. I'm just at Leo Zombie. So hit me up there. Let's talk Disney throughout the week. Check out our stuff. Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram and Thingamavlogs. And where can they follow you
guys? What about Popcorn Talk?
Oh, and Popcorn, of course, obviously. This is just one show on this network. You can watch shows about Marvel and about Star Wars, about MMA, if that's your jam.
After shows for every single show that there is.
For days. And you can do that on YouTube. You can follow the Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube, and you can follow them on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk.
Indeed. And I am Sarah Snitch. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Snitch, on Instagram, Sarah Snitch, YouTube, I'm Sarah Snitch.
She
and
is.
Of course, Thingamavlogs. We are finishing up Alice in Wonderland week, and we have a very, very, very great video coming Friday with a deleted song from Alice in Wonderland that most of you probably haven't heard, so be sure to subscribe to Thingamavlogs to catch that.
Get on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody in the chat said they wanted us to end this by singing, and we did not talk nearly enough about our favorite topic, Leo, so... Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
Wars.
Have you seen that clip?
If yeah, they should
you guys can follow me at Keaton Markey on Instagram and Twitter and the Facebook.
The Facebook.
The Facebook. Gefilte fish.
But that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's a Star Wars.
Don't forget to review this on iTunes
that's
as a
right.
podcast. You can write a review and rate the show if
Tell
you enjoyed
friends.
It. We would appreciate it. Be sure to give this video a big thumbs up before we sign off so that people know that we're doing a good job.
Yeah. Right, guys? We're doing a good job, right, guys?
Right, guys?
Tweet
we're
us.
We're hilarious
so
and
funny.
Incredibly talented.
If you want to tweet at us, let me know what other impressions you want to see in my next impression video, and I'll do my best.
Love
Thank you
all.
Guys.
See you next time.
Have a great night.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.